This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Hey, that's me. Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you can join us. Hey, Steve, I'm excited. This hour we're going to be releasing the first ever edition of Cooking with Bob.
Oh, boy. Our answer to Rachel Ray, the Bob Tuscan menu.
That's right. On the Bob Tuscan Show, we'll have a segment that we'll bring on from time to time called Cooking with Bob, where I'll go over a recipe of healthy, non-GMO, quality food that will help you and your family be absolutely healthy and full of energy.
And just as happy as Bob is.
Oh, I'm just so happy right now, Steve. Do I come off as happy?
You do. You come off
because
as happy.
Because I'm not.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, sometimes we talk about some unhappy things and that, you know, that kind of ruins our mood.
I am not happy, Steve. Okay.
Well, you need some happy food. Happy food.
But Cooking with Bob will really be a great, upbeat segment. And today we're going to be talking about bone broth. Bone broth. We've had Sally Fallon on from the Weston Price Foundation. Suffice to say, it's a powerful superfood that heals and strengthens our teeth, bones, joints, and helps bolster our immune systems. So we'll talk about bone broth, and I'll give you some good bone broth recipes, easy bone broth recipes, with Cooking with Bob coming up in just a little bit. I want to tease that out. I will do that next segment, Steve-O. Next segment.
All right. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. We'll be picking a bone with Bob.
That's right. But before then, I want to make sure all of our listeners have their Ritz crackers in their lunchbox.
Oh, yes, yes. Or get fined. Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you don't, folks, well, you're in trouble. Steve?
Yes, I know this story. Go ahead, Bob. Well, this is what can happen to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Basically.
Dun, 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 dun.
Basically, what happened was, and this is based on my recollection of this story. Yeah, a child had to have in his lunchbox all the various components. They have to have a meat, a grain, a fruit, a vegetable, so on and so forth. And?
And?
Little Timmy.
Yes.
Little Timmy. That's not his name, but we'll call him Little Timmy. He didn't have a grain in his lunchbox. So what happened then, Steve?
Well, his mother was fined, and this actually happened. A mother was fined $10 for not including Ritz crackers in a kid's school lunch. Now, it wasn't in the United States yet. It was in Manitoba, and this was Manitoba's Government Early Learning and Child Care Center fined mother Christine.
Where's Manitoba, in Africa?
I guess it's way up in Canada, and that's where we have all the world in Canada knows that.
All right, Canadians, I didn't mean to offend you. I was just joking.
You can call in, Canadians. We want to hear from you. I know that you...
Yes, eh?
Yeah, you can. But anyhow...
We'd love to hear all about this.
Yes, about it. Tell us all about this story. Mother Kristen Bartkin was fined $10 because she neglected to include a healthful Ritz cracker in her kids' school lunch. Weighty Matters has more details. She sent her children to daycare with lunches containing leftover homemade roast beef and potatoes, carrots, orange, and some milk, but she did not send along any grains. And as a consequence, the school provided her children with a note, and I kid you not, a supplemental Ritz cracker, and then actually two Ritz crackers, and fined her $5 for each, a total of $10, or 10 Canadian dollars, which are worth more than American dollars now, by the way. And that's what happened. She had to pay the fine. This was according to the school policy. Natalie and Logan lunchbox supplement note: today your child's lunch was supplemented with Ritz crackers, grain one. He had meat and potatoes, milk, carrots, and orange juice and milk. Your account will be charged $10, December 10th, 2012. That was a little ways back, but this is what happened. This is the parent copy, and they brought the little child had to bring this home and tell his mom, "You cost us $10 because you failed to put on the Ritz." Mm-hmm. You suppose maybe Nabisco had some hand, some corporate meandering into this whole affair, Bob? You know, I don't know. I mean, what kind of healthy food is in Ritz crackers anyway? You call it grain? I call it bleached white, adulterated wheat with some old yellow dye food coloring and maybe some salt. I don't know if you call that a grain or not, but, you know, anyway, she was fined $10 for not including that in the school lunch.
Well, don't worry, folks. And Cooking with Bob will tell you how to make sure you include your Ritz crackers with your bone broth. No, I'm joking.
Right.
What a story. One thing after the other.
Yeah. Well, again, it's, all about determining, the state determining what's best for kids and holding parents accountable to their rules and regulations. And as you pointed out, children are five times as more likely to be abused under foster care and in the possession of child protection services than they are in their own home. And so there's something very wrong with this picture and something very wrong with what the government is doing with our kids. And we're going to keep speaking out about it, friends. Everything from their education to their diets to their training and to everything else that they're being implanted with, which is all kinds of nonsense from the New World Order and the core curriculum agenda. Everything they're being trained to think in terms of Agenda 21, and it's like what we see with the mainstream news media. We're talking again about so many events, such as the Kennedy assassination, 9/11. They just keep repeating the same lies over and over and over. 50 years now, it's been going on, and we talked before that this same thing happened with Andrew Johnson and Abraham Lincoln back in 1865. We still don't have the story straight on what really happened there. We know that Rothschild banking agent Judah Benjamin, who was Secretary of the Treasury for the Confederate States, was financing John Surratt, who, witnesses say, was in Washington and escaped via the Jesuit rat lines of those days into Canada and was later photographed, you can see the picture on the internet, as a papal zouave in the Vatican in Rome. That's where he was identified. That's one of the reasons why the United States broke off diplomatic relations with the Vatican for so many years in 1868. It had nothing to do with Andrew Johnson wanting to do it. But, friends, there were problems because they figured it out. There was a plan that emanated across the waters and was working through this Rothschild banking agent in the South. And Booth and all these people were tied up in it, as well as Andrew Johnson, who, by the way, was hosting a Confederate general in the White House, that general being Albert Pike. This guy was wanted for war crimes, and he's now saluted 13 blocks from the White House with his big Freemason Center in his name. General Albert Pike was in the White House, was in the Andrew Johnson White House in 1866 in July, being wined and dined and treated like he was some sort of royalty by Andrew Johnson. So you wonder what went wrong with this country after the Civil War. I know a lot of people blame Lincoln. But Lincoln tried to set us free with the greenbacks. Same thing that John F. Kennedy did by issuing Executive Order 11110. So history repeats itself, not just because it's this, these strange coincidences, Bob, but because real things happen. They locked up all the information on the Lincoln assassination for well over 50 years as well. And now here we are in 2013, and they're saying they're still not going to release this stuff. Just like we said last segment, they still won't tell you. We still have no recordings or no notes or no witnesses from the interrogation of Lee Harvey Oswald after all this time. What are they afraid of?
Yeah, exactly. Good question. All right, we still got to get into gold in a little bit, why gold lost $10 in 10 seconds today. And coming up next is the world premiere of Cooking with Bob. Not going to want to miss this. We'll be talking about bone broth, which is really good for you, really good for your health. Sounds kind of weird, maybe, but if you can get past the idea of bone broth and drink it for health, you'll really appreciate this Cooking with Bob segment as a result.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, Steve, you ready for the world premiere of Cooking with Bob?
I am salivating and standing by.
Are you really? Or are you just saying?
I'm drinking my coffee, too.
You're drinking coffee at this hour?
Coffee at this hour?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Well, I got to stay up and do the Bob Tweskin show.
Are you making fun of the way I speak?
No, man, but I am making fun of some people. Do you drink coffee, Bob, or do you drink coffee?
That was universal.
What?
Huh?
Is coffee served?
That All right, was... Steve, enough. Okay. Enough is enough. Here we go. Cooking with Bob. Whoa.
Wow. That's, slow down. That'll wake you up.
All right, Cooking with Bob. Bone broth. Here's a quick and easy recipe for you. We've talked about bone broth before. Of course, Sally Fallon's been on the show, and she's talked about it. Its benefits on your health. Folks, you want to use pasture-raised bones only, like any other animal product. Be sure your bones are from healthy pasture-raised animals. And here we go, folks. The world premiere of Cooking with Bob. That's right. This is Cooking with Bob. I'm Bob Tuscan. All right. The first thing you want to do, folks, is get your ingredients in order. What you'll need. One pressure cooker. Use the 9.5 diameter BRK pressure cooker. If you don't have that pressure cooker, you'll have to simmer the bones between 12 and 72 hours. Which is one major reason we recommend using a pressure cooker. The ingredients you'll need. 3 onions cut into quarters. 2 carrots cut into quarters. 2 celery stalks cut into quarters. 1 pasture-raised chicken carcass, everything included. The neck, giblets, skin, even the head and feet if you can get them. 1 gallon of filtered water. Enough to cover everything, but not more than 2/3 the capacity of the pressure cooker. 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. That will help break down the cartilage, which helps to add to the beautiful broth and the great properties that you're going to reap the benefits from your bone broth. And last but not least, 1/4 cup of fish sauce. Be creative though, folks. Add components you love, like bay leaves. I always add a bay leaf, parsley, garlic, and anything else. Now that you have your ingredients, here's the directions. All right, place all the ingredients in the pressure cooker, seal the lid, and place on high heat. Once you hit the high pressure, adjust accordingly for altitude, lower heat as low as you can, while still maintaining pressure and cooking for 45 minutes. After cooking time expires, turn the burner off and allow pressure to get down to zero while lid remains on the pressure cooker. Once depressurized, take off the lid, skim off the scum, and strain the broth, and there you go, folks. That's it.
Wow. You know, everything sounds really good except, Bob, the pressure cooker. You know, I mean,
you could be a terrorist.
That's right. You forgot about that, man. I mean, you got to be very specific. You got to be very careful these days with pressure cookers, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at what happened at the Boston Marathon.
Just mentioning that recipe might get me in trouble.
Yeah, you can get into trouble just mentioning that you're using a pressure cooker, the chosen weapon of terror. Well, I don't know, but it sounds good. It really does sound good. Yeah.
What did you think of Cooking with Bob, Steve?
Well, I like that bone broth, and I guess it's probably pretty good. Do you get a lot of bone marrow out of the bones and all that kind of?
It's really healthy for you, man. It helps with your immune system. It helps with everything. It's a miracle drink.
I like liquids.
Mm. Do you?
I do. Yes. Liquids. Mm.
Listen, pressure cookers are great, folks. You can invest in one and can use it as a canner or a cooker. Common myth of pressure cooking, Steve, is that it kills the nutrients in the food. The truth is, pressure cooking at high temperatures for shorter times retains more vitamins than boiling, steaming, and roasting. So pressure cook your food with confidence.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that. See?
Learn something new every day, and you can preserve your broth. Keep some in the fridge and freeze for, well, can it? Can that broth? And, of course, folks, be creative with your broth. Sure, the obvious uses are in soups. But be creative and use it in place of water when cooking. Steve, instead of that cup of coffee you're drinking, have a cup of bone broth, warm bone broth. Cook your pasta in broth instead of water. There are tons of things you can do. We made 2 gallons last night, used 2 quarts in a split pea soup, and pressure canned the rest.
Very good. That's a healthy tip. It really is. I will keep that in mind. You know, I'll have to. Where can we find that recipe written down? Is it on bobtuscan.com?
No, it ought to be.
Yeah, maybe we should.
But I stole it from a different website.
Oh, so now you're in trouble too. You know?
It's a DIY natural. They wrote all that. I've made it before. Okay, I've made it before, but I was reading off of their particular recipe. I don't have a pressure cooker.
Okay, so where was that recipe posted? We should give it
DIYnatural.com.
Okay, good.
DIYnatural.com. Yeah, they're the ones who actually cooked the bone broth and made the split pea soup and canned the rest. I'm not that hip. I'm not that cool, although I ought to be. My wife probably could handle all that. She's good with that stuff. She's a canner.
Ah.
Yeah, that's right. Is that an insult to call somebody a canner?
No. I mean, that's a high-regarded implement of cooking expertise.
You know, you're a real canner.
You're a real canner. If you're from Canada, do they do a lot of canning in Canada? We've been picking on Canada tonight.
Very funny, Steve.
Well, I want to hear from somebody in Canada who doesn't. Oh, well, who wants
careful
to speak
what you
up?
Wish for.
I know we might hear from some Canadians. Yeah, hey. So they can tell us all about what they think.
All about it.
Yeah, we love our friends. We really do like our friends from Canada. We really.
I hope the mayor of Toronto calls him.
Yeah, I like that fellow. As a matter of fact,
you do, even though he's from Quebec.
Well, you heard what he did say about it. He's called HIV. Well, he doesn't want to fund it anymore. He thinks it's a bad idea. Of course, I didn't necessarily agree with his reasoning, but obviously it's a fraud. And there are a few other things that he is politically incorrect about, but I think right on to address. And so, you know, yeah, I like the fellow. But, you know, we'll have to have a few of our friends talk to us about those kinds of things, because why would we as Americans want to intrude into the Canadian affairs? Oh, Canada. But, yeah, we need
right, to.
What were you going to say, man? Well, I'd like to hear from some folks outside the country.
800-313-9443. If you're outside the country, you can use Skype and dial for free, our troll-free number, 800-313-9443. So that's one way to call us, even if you're out of the country. If you have Skype on your computer, it doesn't cost you anything on Skype. Dial us troll-free, 800-313-9443. And if you're in Africa and you call, you'll win a prize. And if you're in Asia and you call, you'll win a prize.
All right.
Send you a can of bone broth. All right, folks. Another half hour to go here in a moment. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, we'll take some phone calls, 800-313-9443, and see if we were talking about Canada today.
Yes.
I got a story about Harper.
Okay, good.
You know, the Canadian Prime Minister, eh?
Yes, Mr. Harper.
Stephen Harper.
Stephen Harper, to be exact.
Well, Stephen Harper meets with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. Pro-Israeli lobby in Canada is strengthening its influence on the government of Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. An analyst says, quote, a growing number of informed Canadians have been voicing their concerns about Israeli imperialism and the undue influence of pro-Israel lobbies in Canada. Brandon Martinez says in a column for Press TV that Harper's one-sided support of the Israeli regime has has elicited sharp criticisms from Canadians. Slow it down, Bob. He said that Harper's support for the Zionist regime has, quote, damaged Canada's credibility in the eyes of much of the civilized world and caused a great deal of resentment, especially in the Arab Muslim countries. He said Harper has favored militarism, colonialism, and imperialism rather than peace, justice, and stability. Martinez said Israel and the United States, both among the world's worst human rights abuser in the world and our closest allies of Canadian Prime Minister. So there you go.
Yeah, there's certainly a crown of thugs here. And I mean, looking back at just our own history in the United States, we're still trying to get to the bottom of what really happened with John F. Kennedy. I mean, isn't it evident enough that we have no legitimate claim to any moral high ground around the world?
By the way, before we move on, his approval rating, Steve, not to interrupt, but they're worse than Obama's, Harper's.
Really?
Huh. A recent poll showed that only 10% of Canadians find Harper to be credible.
Wow. No. 10%! I have to applaud the Canadians. I mean, because here in the United States, I'm absolutely shocked that as many people still give anything to Obama for a job rating. You know, did you see that CBS News poll that was for release today, Wednesday, November 20th? It says that currently, now, there are 37% of the people out there that they polled who approve President Obama's job rating. Now, that's way down, of course. What's down from just a month ago of 43%, and 2 months, going back to 9/20, and 3/20 this year, 3/20/13, 45%. So Obama's dropping, 57% disapprove right now. But, I mean, these numbers, it's hard to believe that one out of three people still support Obama. It's hard for me to understand. Views of the healthcare law approved 31% now. Views of the healthcare law, 31% of the American population approve the views on their views of the healthcare law. 61% disapprove, which shows you that the greater majority. But friends, I understood, and as I recall, even before the election in 2012, it was already close to 60% of the people who were against Obamacare. And so I have very hard to believe what CBS News is reporting, that now that number has gone up to 61% from 51% in October of this year. So, I mean, all of these things, views on the health care law by party. Well, of course, you know, disapproval among Republicans is 88%, but 5% of the Republicans approve and 58% of the Democrats. Does that say something about how stupid Democrats are? 58% of them approve. They have views of the health care law still. More than a month after the healthcare exchange is open, just 1 in 10 Americans think the sign-up for the exchanges has been going well. Instead, more than 2/3 think it's not going well, including 2/3 think it's not going well? I mean, why isn't it 98%? It's 99%. Even the mainstream media is telling you that it's not working. It's a complete flop. The whole $600 million program is a disaster. It doesn't work. I mean, I'm talking about even if Obamacare was a good thing, this computer system is absolutely a piece of junk. And yet, it says that more than a month after the healthcare exchange is open, just 1 in 10 Americans think that sign up for the exchanges has been going well. Instead, more than 2/3 think it's not going well. Well, gee, hello, including 7 in 10 of those who have looked up information on the exchanges themselves. So, you know, Mr. Obama's his ratings are plummeting far faster and far more deeply than what the mainstream news media, even the mainstream news media, is admitting right now. How is the sign-up on healthcare exchange going? There's 11% that still think now it's going well. 67% not well. And guess what? 23% don't know enough. Can you imagine that? They don't know enough? I mean, how stupid are some people? That are,
did you
I mean,
hear Catherine Sebelius did a interview on a South Florida television station? And during the interview, she was showing the website, Obamacare website, and it crashed on her live on TV.
I think I heard that. How embarrassing, of course, you know. I mean, does that say it all right there, you know? I mean, it's almost like they planned this to be a disaster. It's hard to believe. I'm actually surprised that this thing works as poorly as it does. I can't believe that. It seems very strange to me that they couldn't at least get it working, but obviously people are signing up and then finding out this is what it's really going to cost them. And there is a new article out now, Bob, that says, coming out from Fox News, that we may be looking at as many as 100 million cancellations of insurance policies. The next wave is coming in very quickly, friends, and it's going to be worse, even worse, than we thought before. So, I mean, this thing is really a disaster. The Democrats are in serious trouble because they can't find a way to justify any more support for it at all. They're trying to say, well, let's see what we can do to fix things. And I don't know if they're going to get a lot of cooperation from the Republicans that said, look, you bought and sold this thing to us. And as Obama's approval ratings are dropping, the entire thing is coming apart at the seams. It's not that important, though, Bob. It's just our health care, you know, just 25% of the economy here.
Forget about the health care, Steve. I mean, it's a big scam in general, though. I mean, allopathic medicine is severely broken.
Yeah, it really is. And we've been looking to alternatives for a long time, as you know. There's still, you know, things that the medical industrial complex does very well. And I still believe in the medical industrial complex if it's run properly. But since you've had Anthony Fauci as head of the NIH for almost, well, gosh, it's been well over 30 years, hasn't it? And running this and allocating the funding and the research, then you have the FDA, the CDC, and all these other different alphabet organizations that have just basically driven healthcare down the tubes. And obviously, you know, at this point, the funding behind everything is a disaster. Cancer research in this country has proven to be one of the greatest tragedies of the American legacy. And I don't think there's any excuse for it. Maybe we're better
Steve.
Without the thing, you know, better off without
it. All right, well, let's get into gold for a little bit. It dropped $10 in 10 seconds. What the hell's going on here?
Well, it's been on a decline for a long time, Bob. And of course, this is all because of people buying futures in gold that doesn't exist. And the reason why gold prices are going down is because it's like, if I were to say to you, here's an option. Now, this doesn't mean you can buy gold. This doesn't mean that it's real gold value or the metal. But if I were to say to you, I have an option for you to buy gold at $1,275 an ounce. And that doesn't, you know, you're to buy this option to purchase. That doesn't mean you pay for the gold, but you're going to buy this option from me to buy that gold at that price, knowing all the time that the gold doesn't really exist. And then I come back later and say, well, would you like to buy that option? And you're thinking, no, I'd actually not like to buy that option because it's probably not going to pan out and you don't have the real metal to back it up. Well, what happens to that option price? It starts decreasing. I mean, when you're selling nothing to someone or something that has no value, the price is going to continue to go down. And that's all they're trading. All they're trading are options on the gold market. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot mine gold in the Western Hemisphere anymore for under probably $1,425 an ounce. They're not producing
metal. You can
metal.
Mine bitcoins.
Bitcoins you can mine if you have a computer system big enough. So,
what's gold at today? 1247.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time before I think gold is going to turn around. We'll get into that maybe after the break. But for the moment, people are
all
not
right,
buying.
Stand by, and we'll take some calls as well.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All righty, let's go to the phone lines this segment, and we will start with Curtis in Florida. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Bob. I'm really happy to speak with you. You're a great speaker, and I like your thoughts. One comment on medical costs. If you could imagine in front of you David Nolan's political map, liberty at the top, prosperity at the bottom, here's how doctors are evil. They claim that they should be able to charge what the market will bear under the auspices of liberty, but want to prevent me from performing surgery, I'm a musician by the way, under the auspices of prosperity. They can't have it both ways. Either they should have a limit and a license and a monopoly on who can prescribe medicine to perform surgery and their fees limited, or I should be able to perform liposuction and they can charge whatever they want. They are very evil. Doctors are evil for flip-flopping morally, by wanting liberty for the cost side and prosperity for your own good. For your own good. Only a doctor should be able to. Well, then, if it's for your own good, limit your freaking cost. Okay? Back to you, Bob. I'm done.
All right, thanks for the call, Curtis.
Interesting. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Curtis, you are a physician, you said?
No.
I'm not a physician. Musician.
Oh, musician.
But I don't tell people, musician. I can't tell you can't practice piano. I don't tell you can't practice piano and give lessons. Don't tell me I can't perform surgery.
Can you do some music for us, Curtis?
And limit your costs. Yes.
Musical therapy.
Curtis, can you give us a little bit of music? I'm serious. Do you have a piano or something in front of you?
I don't have any instruments on me because I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
No.
Well, hey.
I do have a earpiece, so both hands are on the wheel.
Okay, that's good.
All right. Well, next time you call in and tell me you're a musician, be prepared, will you?
Yeah, we want to break your career here open wide across the internet.
I want to hear you.
Worldwide on the Bob Tuscan Show. I mean, this is better than Ed Sullivan.
Thank you, Bob. You're very kind. Now, if you'll just address that dichotomy of prosperity versus liberty as to the supply and demand side of medicine, you'll find doctors are truly evil. Back to you.
Right on. Well, thank you for the call, Curtis. I appreciate that. I think you're spot on, probably. Bill in Idaho, how are you tonight, sir?
Bless you, gentlemen. Excellent, excellent broadcast as usual, Steve. Wonderful. Just wanted to mention that King David was a musician, and he was a physician to the king's heart and soul. So in a way, gentlemen.
Are you a musician as well?
I can only admire the art. I wish. But even so, I hope it would be something beneficial. Isaiah 35:3 on through. It would seem like, considering citizens for the preservation of religious freedom, citizens for the preservation of religious freedom asked the question, and I assume there's a physician out there that will certainly help the pastors of this community, if not the country, a question for the pastors, and then there's questions to the pastors. But the last question would be, do our pastors dare to be a Peter and boldly speak? If you don't, who will? Ultimately, it is a matter of a spiritual battle that we're involved in, gentlemen. Logistically and spiritually, he said that we were to pray for our enemies, and unfortunately they appear to be gargantuan, gigantic legion, certainly within the temple. I hope that you can get John to loan you that clip in regard to Rabbi Rosenberg and have everybody pray 2 Chronicles 7:14 for him, with him and his family, standing up against the synagogue and the child abuse and nonsense that's going on within the rabbinically revolved republic of the synagogue of Satan. John had the feature on his second-to-last broadcast, Friday? Did you get a chance to listen to that? Rabbi Rosenberg and the oppression and the abuse that he's being put to by virtue of what's
going on. I didn't hear that,
but
I'll check it out.
Yeah, he'd be a good guest on the show. We're trying to get him on, maybe.
Yeah, that would be wonderful, Steve. I'll let you gentlemen go. You rest well. Know that our Heavenly Father loves you for what you're trying to do. Bless you.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate that.
Well, we love you, man. Thanks.
Very sweet. Yes, thanks. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who are speaking out against what's going on. And of course, you know, the corruption is not something that Jews have a franchise on. We've seen it everywhere. I mean, it's in the Protestant church. And I agree with Bill. One of the biggest problems that we've had in this country is timid pastors who will not expose George W. Bush as the devil that he was. You know, and they don't want to be honest about 9/11. They don't want to be honest about what happened with John F. Kennedy. And there is no excuse for backing out of the social issues that Christians and churches should be dealing with, and they have tremendously let us down. Of course, the news media has as well. I mean, there's a lot of watchdog organizations or people whose business is to speak the truth and tell the people what's really going on. And I agree with Bill that, you know, of course, I know this because I've worked with these people. And, you know, I've kind of given up on them to some extent, Bob, because it's just too divisive. There's too many people who want to keep believing in what used to be the Leave It to Beaver America. You know, I mean, it doesn't exist. This is a filthy, rotten, dangerous situation that has accumulated here over the years. And obviously, with all of these things just getting worse and worse, you're not going to get a solution unless you get active and you get vocal about it. And you tell people what's really going on. And a lot of these churches won't do it anymore. And that's unfortunate. They're afraid of their 501c3, the tax-exempt status being ripped off. And you know, what happens when you become partial to tax-rewarded contributions, you know, and instead of preaching the truth? Well, that makes them, you know, what I would call bad shepherds, or I would call them phony shepherds, hirelings. They're not really suited for the purpose. That's the way it is, Bob.
All righty, Steve. Well, we have another hour to go in just a minute here. Let me plug the donations. We still haven't gotten a donation in a long time. So if you can, if you have any extra Federal Reserve notes to spare, go to the website bobtuskin.com. That's Bob, T-U-S-K-I-N. That's how you spell Tuscan. bobtuskin.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family tab. Go ahead and fill that out with whatever you can spare, and I really appreciate it. Thanks in advance. Of course, you can email me. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com is the email. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. And, Steve,
yes, sir.
Last but not least, if they want, they can add me on Facebook. I guess I can plug the Facebook. I use it from time to time to promote different stuff. Bob Tuscan, look me up. I'm the only one with that spelling. Bob Tuscan on Facebook. Steve, you on Facebook? No, you're not on Facebook.
Yeah, Steve Starrs is on Facebook. Yeah,
is he really?
Somebody finally convinced me to do that, and I'm up there. So, you know, yeah, you can look me up. And I post some of our shows and some of the things that we've done, you know, some of our videos that are up on YouTube. And
Let's see here. School of the Hard Knocks, is that you?
No, I think that's a different Steve Starrs. There actually might be other Steve Starrs. Somebody copped my name. After all this time, man, you know, I'm going back to the 70s, I was Steve Starrs on radio, and now somebody took off with my name. Can you imagine that? I think it's a communist plot.
This must be you. Prepper Alberta says, thanks for the radio invite. I will email Bob.
Right, yes, Prepper Alberta, that's me. That's the one, and Prepper Alberta has his own Facebook page, too, as well. He may be even listening, and I mentioned to him that we do Prepper shows, and he sounds like a very good and informed person, so I wanted him to contact you, Bob, and maybe we'll get him on.
All right, so I found your page.
Yes, you did find my page.
Oh, look at this. You wrote, I am currently co-hosting a radio show with Bob Tuscan on RBN. We're reporting and discussing on things like Syria. Wow, yeah. Look at you, Steve. I had no idea, man.
There's a lot of things you don't know about me, Bob.
Jeez.
I put that up there a little while ago, and I've been using it. I know, yes, friends.
You only have 81 friends, though, man. That's a lonely number.
Yeah, one.
All right, folks, let's blow up Steve's Facebook page. Steve Starrs. I'm going to add him right now. Hey, you didn't send me a request. Jeez.
I thought we were on there already. Are you
got Popeye. You don't got me on there.
No, I got Popeye. I'm running some of his videos up there, and I've tried to plug it. I don't know much about Facebook. I'm a Facebook beginner, a neo-face.
Hey, you're not missing much. It's a big cesspool, really. But it's okay to share with like-minded individuals occasionally. All right. Enough of my CIA book rant here. Steve, hour number three coming up in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial